Good morning. Welcome. This is Michael Thiemann. I'm Vice President of Open Source Affairs at Red Hat, and I'm going to be the host all day of our first Open Your World Forum here at Red Hat. I'm really excited about all the speakers we have covering a wide range of topics related to open source, business, law, life, and other topics. We're going to be with you all day. And we're going to be starting off with a presentation from Dr. David Upton. But before that, I'd just like to talk a little bit about what we are trying to accomplish here. As almost everybody here probably knows, open source has become the most important new idea in the world of software and information technology. But it is also increasingly becoming a topic which is being evaluated in other areas as well. Just yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, GlaxoSmithKline was looking at how open source concepts could help them improve drug discovery methods. And the topics of Wikinomics, crowdsourcing, social media are all derivatives of this common open source concept, which is all about participation. It's all about people being able to share, improve, and benefit from a larger community focus. So today we're going to touch on a lot of different topics. We're going to ask the speakers to provide about 10 minutes of Q&A for each of their sessions. And we are certainly look forward to receiving your questions in the chat windows. You can't see me here, but I'm literally surrounded by people on laptops looking at all the different channels and making sure that we can get to your questions and bring you into the discussion during today. This is also a very important a new idea for Red Hat as we have looked at our role as members of the open source community. We really feel that it's appropriate for Red Hat to move beyond a strict business focus of open source and really engage the community in expanding the conversation. OpenSource.com was launched earlier this year and has really come to life as a place for sharing these exciting ideas beyond just the topics of software. And so in addition to the articles that are part of the website, that community conversation continues on as we go around the world. Red Hat has is typically engaged in conferences and speaking opportunities and networking events all over the world. We will be hosting one of those ourselves in Boston next month, and some of the folks who will be speaking today will also be featured speakers at the Red Hat Summit in Boston in June, the 22nd through the 25th. So I hope that for those of you who are coming, you'll enjoy this preview, and for those of you who have not yet registered, it's going to be a great event in Boston. So are there other topics that I had to touch on before we get going? So we promised a 9 a.m. start date, Dr. David Upton, and I don't know if some people have set their watch by the 9 o'clock date or not, but or time or not, but we do have as our first speaker Dr. David Upton, the Chair of Operations Management from Oxford University, and let me give him just a little bit of an introduction before he gets going, because I attended one of the features that comes with being one of the first people to commercialize open source. I started the first open source company in 1989, and I have seen many, many, many firsts in my 20-plus years of open source history. But one of the really seminal events that I witnessed was a conference that was co-sponsored by the Harvard Business School and the MIT Sloan School of Management that brought people from professors of business schools from all over the world to discuss this brave new idea of open source. And one of the very best presentations of many really great presentations I saw was Dr. David Upton talking about his analysis of how information technology has become a fundamental aspect of business operations, number one. Number two, how excellence in operations management literally determines whether or not a strategy is executable or not. And therefore, information technology becomes an essential component of competitive strategy. And the way that he presented the contrasting approaches of a sort of a heavyweight build and install process that was typically the norm of systems integrators and classic proprietary systems, contrasted with a lightweight modular approach, made me recognize how open source software could present some really intrinsic advantages to companies looking to incorporate IT into the strategic conversation of their businesses. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the latest from him, and I think we might as well start. So, Dr. David Upton, let me give you the floor